Hi there, everyone, and welcome to our call this evening. Thank you for joining us for our Tongren Chakra Balancing meditation and group healing. I'm just making sure that the recording is going well and that everything is situated, and it looks like it is, and that you can all hear me okay. Anyway, for those of you who are new to the call, we will start with a group meditation that I will guide us through. And then from there, we'll move to the second part of the call, which is the group healing. The entire call will take about somewhere between a half an hour and 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes tops. And when we join together in this way, there's a group focus that brings in a lot of light and a lot of healing energy. So really all you need to do is stay open. Some people like to lay down. Some people prefer to sit up. If you lay down, you run the risk of falling asleep. there's still some people coming on the line, so I'm just waiting for a moment here as people are joining in. We have a full house tonight. All right, looks like we have a good turnout. I think we'll go ahead and start. There'll be some people coming on the line, but that's fine. They can just join us. So we're going to start with a guided meditation, and I'd like to begin by having you bring your attention to the center of your chest, the heart chakra area. And I'd like you to take a breath into the heart chakra and exhale out through the heart chakra, breathing in to the heart chakra and breathing out through the heart chakra. You may want to put your hands on your chest if you like. And I'd like to start by directing love towards ourself. And I'd like to just begin with the affirmation, I love myself. I love myself. And this may feel awkward, saying to yourself the first time, but it begins to get easier over time. And I always wonder what might heal in our bodies if we were to truly love ourselves. What might heal in our lives if we were to truly love and appreciate ourselves? And so let's just begin with learning to love ourselves. I love myself. I forgive myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. And I'd like you to take a moment and to appreciate something about yourself. You may want to think about your day today and ask, what is something that I could appreciate about myself today? And see what answer comes to you. And just allowing an answer to come. Something that you can appreciate about yourself today. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. I forgive myself. And if you were loving yourself more, what might shift? What might you do differently in your life if you were sending more love to yourself? I love myself. I forgive myself. I'm kind to myself. I care about myself. I treat myself well. And now, taking a moment to direct that love out into the world. I love. I love. I am a beacon of light and love. I send light to myself. I send love to myself, and I send love out into the world. I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. I love myself, and I love all of humanity. I send love out into the world now. I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. And we can learn to cultivate greater love for ourselves, and we can learn to cultivate greater love for others. It can become a habit. What might change if you were to say the words, "I love you," to yourself as you're getting dressed in the morning? What if when you went to criticize yourself, instead you said, "I love you, and I know that you're learning and growing, and it's okay." The next affirmation that comes to mind is simply, "I love you." I love you. This can be directed to yourself. It can be directed out into the world. I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. Feeling your heart chakra opening and expanding, beginning to have greater love for yourself and greater love for all of humanity. Everyone is learning and everyone is growing. And the earth is a school. And we have all come for growth, and we have all come for learning. We have come to enjoy, and we have come to serve. And no one is exempt from this process. We're all in this together. And so I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. I am growing every day in my ability to love myself, and I am growing in my ability to love others. I am a beacon of light, and I am a beacon of love. And now, I'd like you to begin to feel the empty space around your heart chakra, the empty space between you and the walls of the room. Feeling all that empty space around your heart chakra. Now feeling all that empty space in front of your whole body. Going out, out, out into infinity. Feeling the empty space around the sides of your body, going out into infinity. Feeling the empty space behind your body, going out, out, out. And then feeling the empty space above the top of your head, going up into infinity. Imagining you're in space and feeling all this empty space around you in space. Merging now with the oneness, becoming pure consciousness, allowing your body to slip away and merging with the infinite now, merging with the all that is, merging with infinite wisdom, infinite love, infinite power, merging with that part of yourself that is unlimited, merging with that part of yourself that is not limited to a body, merging with that part of you that is much bigger than your body. Merging with the oneness now. Sitting in the vastness, connecting to the all that is. Connecting with that part of you that is infinite, eternal, unlimited, powerful, wise, and loving. Let's take a moment now and sit in this energy, remembering the truth of who we are. We are an infinite being, having a human experience. We are connected to infinite wisdom, infinite love, infinite potential for healing. And we are one. Continuing to feel the vastness now. Connecting with your true eternal nature. Connecting with your unlimited nature. And as you sit in this energy, I'm going to get my Tongren doll and hammer. You can sit in this expanded state, this expanded awareness. And I'm going to begin to do some energy healing for the group. I'm going to be tapping with my Tongren hammer on a Tongren doll. And as I tap, I'm going to flood each of the seven chakras with healing energy. The doll is going to represent everyone on this call. And so as I tap, your chakras are being flooded with healing energy. And any blockages that you have will be released. Well, maybe I should say some of at least one blockage that you have will be released. Maybe more. So you'll hear some tapping. Tongren is a technique that was originated with my teacher, Tom Tam, in the Boston area. And I worked with it and created something called Tongren chakra balancing. So using Tongren to balance the chakras. So here we go. And as I tap on the crown chakra, the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positive expectancy. I expect the best possible outcome. And I remember hearing a man named Joe Dispenza talk, and he talked about how there's this field of infinite possibility out there. And what we tend to do is we narrow the field, we narrow the field, we narrow the field until we're focusing on one thing. And that one thing we're focusing on is the worst case scenario. So we want to remember to focus on the field of infinite possibility. And so the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open to the field of infinite possibility. I am open to the field of infinite possibility. I am open to the field of infinite possibility. I expect the best possible outcome. I expect the best possible outcome. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positivity, and I am filled with light. I am filled with positivity, and I am filled with light. Then moving to the third eye, I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. Throat chakra. I am filled with the power of spirit. I am filled with the power of spirit. I am powerful. I have the power to influence. I have the power to be a positive influence. I am powerful. I focus on the power of my spirit and help to bring it forward. I am growing in my ability to bring forward the power that lies within me. I am powerful, and I use my power in service to all of humanity. Heart chakra. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. I forgive myself. I love myself. I value myself. I appreciate myself. And I forgive myself. And again, what might change in your life? What might shift if you started to really love yourself more? What relationships might come? What relationships might go? How might you eat differently if you really loved yourself? How would you design your day if you were being loving towards yourself? What projects would you say yes to, and what would you say no to if you were being more loving and kind to yourself? What opportunities might find their way to you if you loved yourself in a deeper way? I love myself. I am growing in my ability to love myself. I am learning to love myself. I am deepening my ability to love myself. solar plexus. I accept myself. I accept myself. I accept. I accept. I accept. And whatever challenges we might be facing, the first step is to accept. Just a little funky, something funky on the line here, but I'm going to keep going. So the first step is acceptance. After you have accepted, you can ask, given what is, what am I to do? Hold on one second here. Sorry for the delay. Some people are falling off the line, so I'm trying to see what's going on here. Can you all hear me okay? Oops, I should... Can you all hear me okay? All right, I'm just going to keep going. So, acceptance. So the first step is acceptance. After we've accepted what is, we can ask, given what is, what am I to do? So I accept this challenge. I welcome this challenge. I welcome this situation into my life. After I have accepted and welcomed it, I can ask, given what is, what am I to do? Identity chakra, I know who I am. I know who I am and I need no validation. I know who I am and I need no validation. Base chakra, I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. And kidney one for peace. And let's take a moment and sit in that energy. Feeling the new balance and the new alignment. I'd like to go back for a moment to the acceptance. I'd like to go back and focus for a moment on acceptance. I'd like you to bring to mind something in your life that perhaps you've been resisting and not wanting to accept. And I'd like you to just practice accepting that the situation is in your life. Just allowing yourself to be filled with a feeling of acceptance. This doesn't mean that you're going to condone it or that this is just the first step. Just allowing yourself to feel acceptance. When you accept, there's a calm that comes over you. And after the calm comes clarity about how to best proceed. So when you don't know what to do, one thing you can work on is to accept what is and then allow the clarity to arise. I accept. I accept. I accept. I I welcome what is as if I had invited it to dinner. For I know it has something to teach me. Sometimes I'm learning to say yes. Sometimes I'm learning to say no. Sometimes I'm learning to stand up for myself. And sometimes I'm learning to let it be. The lessons will vary. When you accept what is, you will have greater clarity about how to proceed. I accept. I accept. I accept. I'd like to take a moment now and send light and healing energy to the group. I'm imagining waves of gold light shining down upon everyone in the group. Our whole circle is being flooded with golden light now. Waves and waves of gold light are shining down upon our group. And this gold light is bringing healing energy to everyone on the call. The gold light knows what you need. If you need more confidence, the gold light will bring you confidence. If you need more strength, the gold light will bring you strength. If you need more self-love, the gold light will bring you self-love. Be open to receive now. Open to receive the light. Open to receive the healing. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. You can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you now, feeling the new alignment, the new balance. I'm opening up the line for a moment so that we can all have a... I like at the end to see if anyone has anything they'd like to say. I was wondering if something funny was happening on the line because there was a lot of people falling off the call. Could you all hear me okay? Well, I can't. I don't think anyone is responding. So I'll just say thank you for joining us on this call tonight. We have a call once a month. I'll let you know through our newsletter when the next one is. We have a Monday night group in Amherst. And if you'd like more information, just send me an email or go to my website, www.trcbhealing.com. Before we conclude, does anyone have anything they'd like to share from tonight's call? Perhaps an affirmation that spoke to you? If so, you can just speak up. Well, if not, then I will just thank you all so much for joining me for this half-hour meditation, and I will look forward to seeing you again next month. Have a wonderful week ahead.